2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分12
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.Mary is having an art lesson with two exchange students.
Mary is having an art lesson with two exchange students.
2. It would be fun to take a hot air balloon ride in spring.
It would be fun to take a hot air balloon ride in spring.
3. The kids are reading the route map to the zoo near the road.
The kids are reading the route map to the zoo near the road.
4. Father is really angry with his son, who is playing games happily in his room.
Father is really angry with his son, who is playing games happily in his room.
5. Kitty always does the housework for the family after school.
Kitty always does the housework for the family after school.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. Can you tell me what time it is?
Sure, it's 7:30 now.
Then our train leaves in 30 minutes.
Question, when does the train leave? 请再听一遍。
Can you tell me what time it is?
Sure, it's 7:30 now.
Then our train leaves in 30 minutes.
Question, when does the train leave?
Seven. Look at those waves.
There must be a storm coming.The waves never get that big unless there's a lot of wind and rain at sea.
I see. Well, we're lucky that it's still bright and sunny here.
Question, what's the weather like now? 请再听一遍。
Look at those waves.
There must be a storm coming. The waves never get that big unless there's a lot of wind and rain at sea.
I see. Well, we're lucky that it's still bright and sunny here.
Question, what's the weather like now?
Eight. Miss Lee, I'm a reporter from the school newspaper. May I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What do you think of your class's performance last Monday?
Question, what are they doing?请再听一遍。
Miss Lee, I'm a reporter from the school newspaper. May I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What do you think of your class's performance last Monday?
Question, what are they doing?
Nine. Doris, come quickly. You'll never believe what's in our yard.
What is it, John?
It's a rabbit and her babies.
Question, how did John feel about seeing the rabbit and her babies? 请再听一遍。
Doris, come quickly. You'll never believe what's in our yard.
What is it, John?
It's a rabbit and her babies.
Question, how did John feel about seeing the rabbit and her babies?
10. I went to watch the performance at the Meiji Theatre yesterday.
What did you think of it?
To tell you the truth, I played games on my iPhone all the time.
Question, what does the man mean? 请再听一遍。
I went to watch the performance at the Meiji Theatre yesterday.
What did you think of it?
To tell you the truth, I played games on my iPhone all the time.
Question, What does the man mean?
C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Hello, you can call me Adam.
Hello, Adam. I'm Linda. What can I do for you?
I've got a problem. Perhaps you can help me.
Yes, I'm sure I can. So, what's the problem?
Well, I booked a trip to Cape Point for tomorrow. The problem is that today I did another tour, the Table Mountain tour.
Right, that's the hike, isn't it?
Yes, and we walked all day and...
Yes, it's a really good trip.
But I hurt my leg, so I don't think I can do the tour tomorrow.
Oh, right. That's the one by bike, isn't it?
Yeah, I really don't want to do more exercise, so I'd like to cancel the booking.
Okay. So let me just check on the system. Have you already paid a deposit?
Oh, yes.There was a deposit of $20.
Unfortunately, if you cancel now, you will lose the deposit.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because the company needs more than 24 hours notice.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
You can use the deposit for another activity. We could look at something that doesn't involve exercise.
Good idea.
A trip that lots of people do is a boat trip to Robben Island.Would you be interested in doing that?
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
请再听一遍。
Hello, you can call me Adam.
Hello, Adam. I'm Linda. What can I do for you?
I've got a problem. Perhaps you can help me.
Yes, I'm sure I can. So, what's the problem?
Well, I booked a trip to Cape Point for tomorrow.The problem is that today I did another tour, the Table Mountain tour.
Right, that's the hike, isn't it?
Yes, and we walked all day and...
Yes, it's a really good trip.
But I hurt my leg, so I don't think I can do the tour tomorrow.
Oh, right, that's the one by bike, isn't it?
Yeah, I really don't want to do more exercise, so I'd like to cancel the booking.
Okay, so let me just check on the system. Have you already paid a deposit?
Oh, yes. There was a deposit of $20.
Unfortunately, if you cancel now, you will lose the deposit.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because the company needs more than 24 hours notice.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
You can use the deposit for another activity.We could look at something that doesn't involve exercise.
Good idea.
A trip that lots of people do is a boat trip to Robben Island. Would you be interested in doing that?
Yeah, that sounds interesting. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。I'm Betty. I still remember my first day working in a restaurant kitchen. When I was about 18, I started a new job in the kitchen of a restaurant. I like cooking, and I wanted to be a chef, so I was really pleased to have this job. In fact, on the first morning, I woke up very early,and I went to the restaurant at exactly 7:30. I just didn't want to wait any longer. I wanted to be in that kitchen. Luckily, the restaurant was open. The chef met me and showed me what to do. But at about 9 o'clock, the chef felt ill and went home. It was a terrible day. I was the only one in the kitchen, and the restaurant was very busy.The waiters came to the kitchen and ordered the food for the customers, and I made it. The waiters helped me to find things. Twice I made a mistake, and the customers got the wrong food. But it wasn't a problem. In fact, both of the customers ate the food and then came to the kitchen to say the food was really delicious and the waiters got a big tip.
请再听一遍。
I'm Betty. I still remember my first day working in a restaurant kitchen. When I was about 18, I started a new job in the kitchen of a restaurant. I like cooking, and I wanted to be a chef, so I was really pleased to have this job. In fact, on the first morning, I woke up very early, and I went to the restaurant at exactly 7:30. I just didn't want to wait any longer. I wanted to be in that kitchen. Luckily, the restaurant was open. The chef met me and showed me what to do. But at about 9 o'clock, the chef felt ill and went home. It was a terrible day. I was the only one in the kitchen, and the restaurant was very busy. The waiters came to the kitchen and ordered the food for the customers, and I made it. The waiters helped me to find things. Twice I made a mistake, and the customers got the wrong food. But it wasn't a problem. In fact, both of the customers ate the food and then came to the kitchen to say the food was really delicious, and the waiters got a big tip.